Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Thunder and PT's second date update.
Second date update brought to you by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan. Kimberly, talk to us. How are you doing?
Morning, Kimberly.
Hi, good morning. I feel pretty good, but I'd be a lot better if Justin would get back to me.
Sure. Well, let's see if we can't help you there on second date update. Tell us more about Justin, Kimberly. How did you two meet?
So we met through an app, and we just had an amazing chat going. And when we met, things were even better.
Okay.
Nice.
So it sounds like there was some chemistry.
Yeah, no, it was off the charts.
What did you guys do on your date?
First we thought we were going to dinner, but before we ordered, we decided to go to my apartment instead.
Okay, wait, hold on a second. You were at dinner? And before you ordered, you said, let's go to my place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, like a make out first, eat later kind of situation?
Yeah, pretty
wow.
much.
Okay. All right.
So I don't want to get too much into it, but we had a lot of fun.
Okay. Then did you just order in at your place, or did you ever eventually go out to eat, or what?
We snacked a little, and I wanted to order Chinese, but then he had to get going.
Okay. Well, you had to get going. Was it a work night? Or like weekend or what?
No, it was a Tuesday, but it's been almost 3 weeks, and I'm a little shocked that he hasn't gotten back to me.
All right. So have you reached out to him?
Yeah, but like sporadically, just 2 texts and a voice text.
Okay, are you still communicating on the app, or did that conversation then move over to, I guess, like text, like just you have his phone number, text message?
Yeah, tell
right?
me about the text.
Yeah, no, so we moved it over to the app before we met up, and, you know, so, like, the first time I sent a text, like, I saw dots, and, like, I was, like, waiting, well, maybe he's going to text me back.
Nothing came through. I hate that when that happens.
Okay,
that is tough.
Yeah.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Kimberly, we can sit here and just kind of, you know, toss it around. But how about we just call Justin? If he answers, agrees to come on our show, hopefully he'll answer some questions that we have, especially on whether or not he wants to see you again. How does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Okay, I want you to hold on just 3 more minutes. We're going to play a song, come right back, hopefully get some answers for you, hopefully get you that second date, Kimberly, with Justin. So stay right there. Second half, second date update is next on The Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Well, it seemed to be an instant attraction between Justin and Kimberly because this happened.
So First, we thought we were going to dinner, but before we ordered, we decided to go to my apartment instead.
But since the apartment date, there's been not much back from Justin to Kimberly, so let's call him and find out if he'd like to see her again.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is Justin available?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi. Yeah, good morning, Justin. Thanks for picking up. Thanks for answering. Just let me tell you up front, this is not a sales call or a spam call, robocall, anything like that. We are calling Justin this morning from a radio station, 102.9 The Wolf. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Pretty random.
I'm getting to that. So we're the Thunder and PT Morning Show.
And what's up, Justin? PT here.
And if we told you, what would you say if we told you one of our listeners was looking to reconnect with you?
Like from childhood or something?
No, I mean someone from like the very recent past, like the last couple weeks. Like, do you remember Kimberly from like a few weeks back?
I wish I didn't.
Okay, uh-huh. And why do you say that?
Well, I mean, she's one of the hottest girls I've ever met, but she's totally overboard about Christmas.
Okay, but a lot of people get into Christmas. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's Christmas.
No, I get it. It's a fun time of year, but she had a tree in every room, Christmas carols playing when you flush the toilet. She had some gadgets set up with it, and a jingle bell on her cat.
Okay.
I mean, probably 30,000 flashing lights.
In her house?
It was 5,000 winking lights.
Okay, all right.
That's in the bathroom and kitchen yet.
Okay, Kimberly, hold on real quick. Justin, I forgot to tell you that we had Kimberly hold on. We talked to her a few minutes ago on our show, and then...
So we got your number.
And if we were able to get a hold of you, we were going to hope... Anyway, Kimberly...
Is he legit in saying you have, like, thousands of flashing lights inside your house?
No, I just... My whole family's really into Christmas. It's the best part of the year.
No, it was sensory overload. It was, I mean, Elf was playing at the same time as the Mariah Carey Christmas song. You know what I mean?
It was romantic. And, you know, I was just really confused why you didn't stay after we had hot chocolate to do a sing-along.
Wow. So this was obviously very intense for you. Now, I will say this, Justin. Kimberly told us you went out to dinner and then you didn't even order. You just went back to her place. And when you walked in, it was an apartment, correct? Or a condo?
An apartment.
Oh, okay. So when you walked in and opened the door, was all this stuff already going, or did she have to turn on the movie Elf, get the music going, or was it already lit up and playing like when you walked in her apartment?
No, it was going.
It was going.
Wow.
No, I just keep it on. Like, you
Holy
know,
cow.
Just in case. Yeah. I have visitors.
Does anybody else ever say, hey, Kimberly, listen, we love Christmas too, but this is a lot.
People seem to be enthusiastic about it.
Yeah. So Justin, you're saying Justin's the first person to come along and complain about it.
Yeah, everyone's like, wow, you have a lot of Christmas stuff. And they're like, they're really happy about it.
Yeah.
But I started to get the headache.
If you didn't like it, like, why didn't you ask me to tone it down?
Well, you were so into it, and it was your place. I didn't want to criticize.
So obviously, I guess, Justin, it's like you got turned off sort of from this, but I think Kimberly mentioned that you guys might have been, I don't even want to say like physical or whatever. You were obviously, something was going on there,
right?
But then it was just too much. Like, you couldn't. This is like one season for you. You know, you can't like get through this and be like, okay, in January, February, obviously she's not going to still be doing Christmas stuff, right?
Yeah. It's only up until January 5th, you know, the 12th day of Christmas.
So you don't do this for Groundhog's Day or
St. Patrick's Day? Do you dress up or do you, like, you know, get your place ready as well?
Justin, let me ask you this.
It's just Christmas.
All right, guy to guy. Was it just because I know you left the restaurant to go back and, listen, Kimberly kind of told us as much, but we didn't go into detail to kind of get romantic. Back at her place, and then you were going to order Chinese or do something from her spot, and then you left, obviously, after the hot chocolate.
Yeah.
But was it just because it was, you couldn't, like, I mean, this was just such a distraction, all the bells and the Christmas songs and the movies and all the lights, I mean, that it was just, you couldn't focus. Was that what it
was? It was way too much going on.
Yeah.
You're right.
So if she just turned it down a little bit, would you go back, like, would you go out again? Or is it just so much, or what? You just scared you, or what?
I mean, maybe I could see her again after that, after she toned it, you know. But
after Christmas.
I don't want to make any promises.
Yeah, because you're just afraid.
You know, I realized something. Oh. You're a bit too much of a Grinch for me anyway, so I think I'm going to pass, actually.
Wow. You're going to pass, Kimberly, on Justin.
As much as that's probably, it's unfortunate, but to be honest, if you guys are going to be together long-term and every single Christmas, Kimberly, you know, you're going to go hardcore like this, you know what I mean? And Justin's going to be like, yeah. I mean, that's definitely
future.
That's a hot point.
Okay. What Christmas decoration are you the most proud of, Kimberly? What do you love the most about your apartment?
So I found it in an antique store. It's this miniature, there's this glass display case, and inside is a tree with a train that goes around it, and it plays music, and it has lights. It's really cool.
Okay.
Sounds cool, yeah.
No.
He mentioned something about, like, the toilet, when you flush the toilet.
Yeah. What is that about?
Plays a song?
How does that work?
Oh, yeah. I got it on Amazon. So it basically, when you flush it, there's this little sensor, and then it just, it knows that you flushed, and so it like, plays
a song.
And I think there's, like,
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant.
Let me poop, let me poop, let me poop.
For an Odyssey.
That's great.
Well, corn cob pipe and a button nose, you know what I mean?
I think, Kimberly, it's
I kind of want to come over and do some Chinese food. No?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Come on over.
All right. PT's on his way. Justin, it's a no. It's a no for both of you. And again, you know, we brought it to a successful conclusion. A big fat no for the future. So, guys, listen, we appreciate you. Merry Christmas to you, Kimberly.
Merry Christmas.
Justin, bah humbug to you. And we want to thank you both for being on
Second Date Update.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.